Hi, welcome to the Yellow World. It's your girl Aundi. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so delighted to be hosting you guys once again. How are you guys doing? Oh my god, I feel rusty. Where did I leave you guys? Last year, oh my goodness, Happy New Year. I'm really, really sorry for going missing. It's been forever. Oh, I get it. Let me tell you guys. You remember the Road My competition? It was in May, June, around there, yeah? So I enrolled for that competition, and then I was super pumped about it. I was so excited, and I was pretty sure I was gonna get it. Actually, I thought I would. And I was leading in Kenya for like the longest time. And then I was top three for like the most part of the competition. And then when the competition was about to end, I became number, was it 5, 6, 7 around there? Really broke my heart. Because I used to look at the equipment and I'm just like, oh my God. Really, really excited me to have the idea that I might win it, or okay, the thought of winning it was giving me so much joy, and not winning it, huge L for me. And I didn't know how to take it. I was demotivated, I was super demoralized, I was simply heartbroken. And yeah, that's why I think I went missing. And I'm sorry, it's been forever. How are you guys doing? What's up? Like, what's going on? Just hit your girl up at some amazing, amazingness. As from, I wanted to say February, but it's already February, I think mid-Feb. I'll be having a co-host, and guess who it's gonna be? I really don't want, okay, yeah, you should guess who it's gonna be. And I'm super excited about it because I adore her with my whole heart. She's good vibes, she's mad energy, she's bright, she's just intelligent, she's everything you'd want in a co-host, I promise you. How was your 2021? It's not even, I think I'm not ready to like call it last year already. I'm just like, oh, that was fast, that was short and sweet. Mine was, let me think, had a few milestones that I accomplished, and a lot of unlearning habits that I want to get rid of, a lot of learning too, which had me excited. A lot of losing friends and literally letting friendships and relationships die a natural death and not try to save it. Just be easy. And yeah, oh, a lot of meeting new people and igniting new friendships and building them and nurturing them, and a lot of loving. Yes, last year was amazing. Last year was exciting. Or, right. And a lot of spiritual growth, getting to know God on a personal level, building a relationship with Him, taking time to just chill and listen to Him, and creating time to get to know who He is and just build my relationship with God. Yeah, that too. What else? And career growth and building networks. And yeah, I'm excited about this year. I have this bubbly feeling, or this what is it called, this intuition that this is going to be an amazing one. And like a lot of things are going to birth. It's a year of, I want to say delivery, but I'm not sure. Like a lot of things are going to unfold, and just all the sewing we've been doing, or rather I've been doing, is going to just grow a bit, the fruits of what we've been planting. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm feeling. That's my intuition. about this year. Yeah. And I did this challenge where I get to analyze myself or reflect on who I am and how my day has been. And I saw this challenge where you start a statement by saying, "Today I noticed," and then you write something that you've noticed that's different or unique about that particular day, about either you, your environment, or your thoughts, your relationship. You just get to imagine yourself a tourist. You probably close your eyes and focus on your senses. You study others or your relationship or yourself, and you notice like small things, small internal things like your breath, your skin, all that. So I'll get to share with you what I noticed today. And this will probably end this episode, I hope. Today I noticed that I'm not as patient and kind as I've always imagined myself to be. I tend to be unkind, not just to myself, but people around me. I don't do it knowingly, no, at least not because I want to, but notice just after I've been someone I'm not proud of, I end up hurting the people around me or make them feel some type of way, a way that I'm not proud of. I want to be kinder, I want to do better, I want to be better. I want to treat myself and the people around me with love, care, and the most delicacy. I want to be good energy so people can crave my company. I don't want to be tolerated or be hard to put up with. I want to be an open book. I want to be kind. I want to be sweet. I want to allow people around me to be themselves with me. I want to be better. I want to feel. I want to be compassionate. That is basically my goal for this year. And I hope you can jot down what you want to accomplish this year, and I wish you all the best. I hope you are able to chase your dream, your vision, your purpose. I hope you're pumped and energized to wake up every day and do it persistently. I hope you're passionate enough about what you believe in or your purpose that you're able to put in crazy hours, you're able to do it afraid, you're able to do it unmotivated. I really hope you can do it. And thank you for your love, your support, and keeping up with me. I love you guys so much. I really pray this is the year I get to be consistent, and I hope I make you guys proud. I hope you love my content. I hope you get to share with one or two guys. And yes, grow with me. I love you guys so much. And remember to stay sane and keep it yellow. Until next time. Bye.